India is increasingly looking over its shoulder at China and viewing its neighbor as a main rival and competitor, especially in and around Africa. The Chatham House report says India is taking steps to counter China's influence. These include increased overtures towards nations such as Mauritius, the Seychelles, Madagascar, and coastal African countries such as Mozambique, Kenya, and Tanzania. Report co-author Alex Vines tells VOA that Indian involvement in the region is nothing new. He says trade between the Indian subcontinent and Africa dates back to the 14th century.
The trade links are nothing new at all. And then they were deepened through colonialism. The Portuguese used Mozambique Island as a stopping point for Goa and the Portuguese colonies that were set up in India. And then later under British colonialism, even for a while, what's now Kenya and bits of Uganda were managed. They were administered from Bombay.
Vines adds that the rupee, India's currency, was used in a number of countries along Africa's east coast and still remains legal tender, though they are now known as Seychelles and Mauritian rupees on those islands. Vines also points out that there is a large Indian diaspora in Mauritius, the Seychelles, Kenya, and South Africa. According to the Chatham House report, India's strategy is not limited to commercial ties but includes concerns over its security, as Alex Vines explains.
A Indian surveillance base was opened up recently in the northern part of Madagascar. It's mostly about protecting shipping. The surveillance is about keeping the sea lanes open and to ensure that Chinese expansionism is also checked.
The two-day India-Africa summit, Vines says, is a clear sign that India intends to consolidate its influence beyond Africa's Indian Ocean zone. He says Nigeria is just one of many African countries cooperating economically with India.
This is about Indian expansion. India has been active in West Africa, especially in Nigeria. The uplift of oil from Nigeria has reached some 12% of imports of crude oil to India.
India has invited leaders of 14 African countries chosen by the African Union to represent the continent. 12 heads of state are expected to attend the summit. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.